Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hi guys! If you're a fan of reading like I am, and you've been looking to try out Audible.com for audiobooks, we have a link for a free 30-day trial. So go ahead and check out audibletrial.com/creativeplanpodcastnetwork. That's Audible, audibletrial.com/creativeplanpodcastnetwork. Thanks!
Welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. So, you guys were chasing the necromancer down the hallway. After bringing the sorcerer back to his feet...
He will die for making me feel like I needed to do something.
Like you needed to kill your comrades.
I think actually it was
and
the...
And drooling on his cravat.
I don't think that was the problem. I think the problem was the sudden burst of initiative.
Yes. So we're going to go back to the original roll of initiative.
I don't want to tell people that that's my
You don't want to tell them that?
I probably shouldn't set the word initiative, because
okay.
In D&D that has
you'll be chipped regardless.
Yeah, well, I want you to know. It'll come out later.
Yes, I was actually going
to
have everybody write down
ships.
There.
I just
threatened that.
Because, you know, we
that's
don't
no
actually argue very much over
I know, but
initiative.
I don't like that rule, though. Okay, let's keep going. Keep going.
He just wants more arguing at the game table. I'm good with that.
No, I'm kind of fond of this guy, and I'm
prices have increased on everything 10% because of inflation. I said
okay.
So.
Kill.
Okay,
kill,
so.
Kill, yes.
Oh, yes, you need to be chipped.
Vengeance.
Vengeance is yours.
Wow, you blew that.
I did.
Well, you know, you're a long
I'm
way away.
I'm often putting myself in trouble.
Yeah.
I've already used them.
Yes, the chips are flying faster and faster.
Can they only use them once per session?
No. I'm saying because two of my things are violence is my answer.
You can only do one, and you gotta let me know.
I did. I will bring terrible wrath with
because
one.
You never emailed them in to me.
Okay.
You were there when I wrote
You
them.
Are responsible for talking
like when I was the only one that wrote a story.
Okay,
so, Ranger, it is your turn.
As long as it is to berate Jim during your combat. You probably should not.
There are five more necromancers
well,
in the room.
First of all, I have to move all the way up. He's already moved the curtain aside,
you walk
right?
into the room and
no.
see him.
He can't.
So you're spending all your on movement?
Yes.
Okay, so what's your speed?
It's 30.
60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hi, you druid. Okay, you're up there with the druid.
I'm up there with the druid.
I never completed my movement. So I go two in front of him after I cured him.
Okay, so you took a step.
Uh-huh. I get two more. I get one more.
Those
that,
are 10
that completes
foot each.
My,
okay.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Okay,
so, Silvio, since we're now back in the proper initiative order.
Now I can order. Move full. I'm going to 60.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4. And at this point, I want to
come on, buddy,
hit the curtain.
He is flipping past the curtain.
No, I want to. I want to make a acrobatics roll because I want to roll. I want to hit this point where the curtain is and roll. I'm going to tumble.
Okay, so you're sliding underneath it. You've been playing
exactly.
Destiny, haven't you? Knee sliders everywhere in that
so
game.
So basically, they're expecting someone up here, and he's down here.
10, so I think I made
a
it.
A 10? It wasn't
okay.
super complicated.
Yeah, okay.
So you roll under the curtain.
Yeah, so.
Okay,
where do I end up?
You end up just right there, and there's a necromancer right there.
Cool, so shield up, and I can't do anything else because that's
okay.
my full move.
So, it is now the sorcerer's turn. Jazz, what are you going to do?
I'm
going to
move all the way up. 2. 4. Sharing with
the ranger.
Sharing is caring.
Yay. Okay, Miss O'Toole, it is your turn.
Right. Well, it seems we're going into that dank room. So I'll move up.
Okay,
see,
what's your speed?
25.
That'll get you just under the curtain.
Right, I'm going to rip the curtain down. It's in my way.
Yay!
Okay.
Yay!
And she grabs the curtain and just O-tooks it down.
O-tooks it down.
She O-tooks it down.
You're little. You should grab the curtain and swing into the room.
Oh,
I should have done that.
See, you should have. No, I'm not that acrobatic.
Okay.
I suppose I am, but rather, I'll say, sir, your taste in decoration is atrocious.
For a normal person.
You need a chatelaine in this place, or at least some lady to liven things up a bit.
As you see him scowling at you.
Oh, you scowl at me, will you? I'll knock that scowl right off your face, sir.
Okay.
So it is now going to be Lizard's turn.
He's gonna miss me, and I'm gonna go right back down.
I'm in the room.
He is actually going to try something different.
Oh dear.
Why would he? The other one worked so well.
Maybe he only had.
Well, it was his comically large bonus too.
Yes. Sorry about that. But he is going to use.
Super magic missile.
He is crazy, so he's crazy.
That's
he's going to step
sure.
forward.
Crazy.
And he's going to use a melee touch attack on the fighter.
I know what he's doing.
As you see him whisper some words and black necrometic energy cloaks his hand. It's going to be a melee attack, so he has to hit you. What's your AC?
My AC is currently 16.
He hits you with a 18.
Can we say he whispers sweet nothings in his ear?
What is it?
As he uses his vampiric touch on you.
You gotta take your health points and give them to him health points.
For 15 points of damage.
Drops me. I'm dying again.
It's a 3d6 spell.
This is.
It's a level 3 spell.
I can't get to you in time.
And you see the earlier fire damage that you had done to him knits. Back.
No,
he's at full health.
I've got an answer.
I could only
reach
11 for me.
So my turn.
You only got 11.
Okay, so it is now the druid's turn.
Shillelagh him in the in the man parts.
Well, not that, because I'm not weird, but I am going to shillelagh him.
This was a very unsatisfying combat.
Well, it's because you're scary as hell in combat.
Mind controlled. Down. Lock. Down. Okay. So, shillelagh. And now I'm going to hit him.
Okay, just a shillelagh hit? Or you
well, I guess
self
the positive shillelagh. Thing is shillelagh. I literally had to do nothing in this combat.
You have to move, though.
Roll for strike.
Has been a very easy encounter for you, except for the death.
You going to do advantage? Yeah.
I'm not gonna tell you about it. Design. I'm just gonna bash your head.
Blah blah blah.
Behind.
Blah blah blah.
It sees everything.
Blah blah blah. Witty banter. Blah. So 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
That will hit. And he's back to full health, please.
So 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 points of damage.
Okay, you shillelagh him and blood sprays from his mouth. He's got this look that he almost enjoys the pain.
Ew.
He's
good.
Up.
I will provide more.
He needs messed up.
Okay,
Sister Solace, it is your turn.
The next one I can get to you.
Don't waste an action on me. I'll make that safe.
Because I can't do anything without touching. I am going to cast Sacred Flame.
He's not within line of sight of you. The wall's still there. The wall goes to here.
He's here,
Okay.
You have to get past us.
Okay, then I'm going to do two actions. I'm going to...
Double move. Okay.
Boom.
Would you like help?
Thank you.
Nice. All of us into the death room.
Okay.
That's all I can do.
We're like his death room.
Why do you think he did Misty Step and ran? He was making sure to get some distance behind you guys. He saw what you did.
And I had to tangle him.
Top of the order. Ranger.
I didn't get to go last turn, did I? Oh, no, okay.
Yeah. You did. That's when you slid under
Remember
the curtain.
Remember,
you
slid in, and then he was like,
I want to run into the room, and
10, 20,
you be right, and stand
30.
Over the body of the, like, of the...
Okay. That's three people in the same square.
More that way.
He's different.
You're not giving good instructions.
Okay, Carrie, first, are you going to go all the way in?
Yes,
okay,
all the way
in. Okay, so you're moving double or your normal speed?
That would be normal.
This would be normal. So you're not within... Melee.
That'll
range.
Be fine.
Remember,
okay.
I'm in the same
Wait,
am
I,
yes.
I can still
You
fire.
Can shoot.
Yes.
Sure,
okay.
Yes. That's what we want to see is how far in were you talking?
Yay.
With advantage.
Do it. Shoot him in the face.
Yahoo!
Woo!
Okay, so that would be a 22.
Damn.
Oh, wait, no. That's
yeah, my attack. Well, it hits. Yes, let's move on to damage. Roll your damage.
I'm working on it.
Oh, okay.
Just start rolling damage with my head.
Yeah. Oh,
a lot of folks actually
do
that to speed up the rolls.
11 points of damage.
11 Ooh. Points of damage. So up to 18 as your arrow thunks right into his chest.
So you took right back the points you took from me. Good job.
Yeah.
Good team.
Yeah.
Yay.
I assisted that.
Team fist bump. As his little hand lifts up from the ground.
With his tanky in it.
Okay.
Yeah, his hanky.
So.
Fist bump my hanky.
I'm just going to make my death save.
Death
save.
Our fighter's on the ground moaning.
Don't die.
Necromantic energy.
No,
yes,
he 14,
made
your,
so
15,
you,
16, 17.
So you
unstable.
Have made your save.
Woohoo! You are at zero.
Okay, so...
Oh, hey! Get the dead stamp off the table.
Wow, Xander.
Oh, it's terrible. Don't be bringing the mojo over here.
So it is our resident sorcerer's turn to bring his dragoniness into this.
Please don't do another breath attack now.
Not really. Why do you think I did not use burning hands?
But we're going to be using something a lot more lively than he has.
Lively?
In his
oh.
Like
dance
that.
Party.
Dance off.
That's going to be a 18 versus AC.
That will hit.
The brown dice really likes him.
They
I know.
Do.
It hates the rest of us. But it likes the jazz.
It also likes Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes.
I need a D12.
D12?
Or maybe it just hated the rest of us.
12 points of electric damage.
The druid helped you get those 12 points?
So, it zaps across and the arc is maintained.
Okay, so what exactly spell did you cast and what does it do?
It's called Witch Bolt. Establish an electric current connection. While he's within range, as long as I concentrate on the spell, I get to do damage to him again.
Awesome!
So you're basically doing synth lightning?
Yeah.
It's arcing out.
I'm sending it from my sign, too.
And it keeps going.
You little bastard!
Why? It sees you! And Otuk, it is your turn.
Here's the sign.
So I'm going to sidle up next to him, and then I'm going to smack him about the head and shoulders with my ladle. I'll show you an eye.
Yeah.
To clear your vision, you darn fool. Oh, let's see. Will a 15 hit?
That will hit.
Oh, good. Squishy paw. And let's see for 5 points of damage. It's wee, but you know
he is definitely not looking well at this point. As your ladle
okay
smacks him the other
we
direction,
we did pin a mage
so now
a corner.
Blood
now
is bleeding off both cheeks.
Is he still enjoying it?
He sadly is.
It's good. Then I will
finish
provide
my
more
and come over here.
Okay. So it is now his turn.
Yes.
He is going to put his ickly necromantic hand out and brush your cheek.
Ew!
Yeah, didn't he even buy me dinner first?
Spooky!
You need that for the bar.
Woo!
And he rolls a natural one with him wasting the spell.
What?
It burns off in the air.
But
no.
It's very awkward.
Yes, it is, because he's like,
I know.
Normally I don't have these kind of issues with women.
Oh, it
happens. You know, it can be hard the first time.
That's every man has that problem at some
indeed.
Point, I've heard.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
And he will cast as his bonus action, which is why this spell is handy as a bonus action, Misty Step!
Fuck.
1, 2, 3.
Oh,
fine. Fine, be that way.
Yeah.
And then he's... Get her right away!
Oh yeah, you're going to try and
yeah,
run
he's
away
gonna
again.
Try.
He's gonna try.
Whose turn is it now?
Okay, we are back to the top. We actually
skipped
no.
Me.
Sorry,
no,
I've skipped
like
the druid.
I was gonna say, and the cleric.
And the cleric. I know.
Oh, it's here.
So
get him.
Maybe I should watch
really.
The druid with the death
One,
spell.
1, 2, 3. Can I do anything?
The druid. Come on, say something poetic since he's an abomination.
Right. He is an abomination.
I don't say poetic things.
He's
I just bash his head
he's
in.
He's a tough fire guy.
Say something piratey.
Growl at
him.
Arr. I'll shiver your necromancy timbers.
No, it's a flaccid timber.
Not in range.
Just shillelagh him again.
I can't. Not in range.
I thought you'd get a femur and you got a limp spine.
So can I pass through his square?
No.
Well, if he doubles his movement, he can. He just can't do anything when he gets there.
Basically, if you double your movement, you'd be in his square. Well, you guys could...
They'd be
sharing
space.
Right there.
And then, yeah. And then I'm going to give him hugsies.
You can't.
Well, that's your action.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to give him hugsies.
Okay, so you're running up right behind him.
Yes.
Okay. So
he's
that means it is Sister Solace's turn.
Okay, move me 3 spaces.
That's you?
Yeah. Okay. Sacred Flame.
Oh.
Ooh.
Okay. He's got to beat. He's got to do a dexterity.
We're not going to use the green dice because it
betrayed
me earlier.
I'm going to use my advantage to give him disadvantage.
You can't really do that.
Damn! I was hoping like it would be Scion.
Yeah, no.
I'm
going
to use my non-advantage to give him non-advantage.
Xander's character's okay, though, right?
What's the difficulty? And what's... is it a wisdom?
His dexterity.
Dexterity?
On a dexterity.
What's your spell DC? That's on the second page.
Twelve. Bastard makes it. Doesn't
he actually made it.
You well, son
so
of a
what,
bitch.
What does he get? He still takes damage, doesn't he?
Yeah, it takes half damage from other.
Let's see here. It's a 1d8. It doesn't say anything. A target gains no benefit
is that the
cover for the saving throw. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Reminder. He is running into danger.
Oh, wait a
terrain.
Minute. Wait a minute. There was nobody. Oh no.
That's
right.
Well,
I can't do burning
this
flame.
This is your danger. Your
well, I would have
difficult
done, I would have
so
done,
he's going to be running into it.
Yes.
I would
yes.
have done burning hands, but
what's
you,
the duration of your
way.
Spell?
Up to a minute.
Okay.
I couldn't do burning hands because he was there.
Yeah, you would have roasted the druid.
Sorry.
Okay. So, back to the top of the order. It is the ranger's turn.
Then I will run forward and I will shoot at him. Get me in range so I can...
I'm like, all you have to do is take one step.
No, step. She's going to step her maximum.
Okay.
Yeah. 3.
And then,
so
that way, in case he runs, he can still...
Exactly. Okay, is... 16 good enough to hit?
16 is good enough to hit.
Anyone see this, like, in Scooby-Doo where, like, they go through doors? This reminds
woo-hoo!
Me of
that. Another 11 points of damage.
You step around the corner, draw your arrow back, and loose an arrow, and it sticks through the wizard's skull.
Oh!
And as he turns around, falling, the eyes upon you!
No, it came out his eye?
It came out his eye. As you see his eye explode. And literally, instantly, before he hits the ground, his body starts dissolving into black flames.
Oh!
Ice can burn my vines.
Your poor lichen. As he falls to the ground, turning into just black flames. They're evil and horrible and disgusting.
Acrid.
Very, very acrid.
I'm going to be honest. I really did not like that man.
No, he
I'm
was terrible.
He was a horrible, horrible man.
So
foul creature, his darkness was no match for the light of Pelor.
It's great that we're all saying cool lines. So you might want to help the dying fighter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm medicine.
I'm out of
stabilized,
so I'm gone.
All I have is
they can stabilize.
No, I can roll medicine.
Yeah.
I'm already stabilized.
Okay.
Yeah, but I can roll medicine.
Medicine would let him. So you've already spent your hit die for the day.
Remember, I did the bonus action to get right back up before I was dropped again.
Okay, so if you guys take a long rest,
we can take a long rest.
Get his hit points back.
I think
through
we all. Because that way I get my spells back.
During the long rest, I search.
As long as you're not searching crazy intently, yeah, you can search.
So roll a perception.
Okay.
I am going to pray to Pelor.
I didn't lose any hit
points.
I didn't lose any
points.
21.
A natural
21.
I am meditating to get my spells back.
Okay.
A natural 21.
So.
I'll make some healing soup somehow magically. Chicken soup. I know. I carry everything in my pockets.
It's magically
okay,
delicious.
Before I start meditating, I'll light a plant fire for you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Makes it easier.
As
I can do that too.
Sacred flame.
In this oval
as a short rest, I could do it with my breath.
I could do it with 2 stones.
As he searches the room, dark purple tapestries hang on all of the walls. At the center stands a pedestal fashioned from several arms arranged to clutch one another into a cone.
Ew. Oh, dear.
Cradled in the uppermost hand is a glowing crystal sphere. A dark sigil with an eye-like slit floats above the sphere.
You have to at least respect that his thematic, you know, he stays with the theme.
Maybe we should throw the curtain over it.
And the symbol looks like that.
Do we recognize the symbol?
Maybe. Would we roll a knowledge religion? It's the symbol, okay. Right?
I'll roll.
I was a 4.
I got a 14.
Oh,
it's very cultic.
I got a natural. 15. I got a 1.
You got a 1? You don't recognize it as nothing.
What's his
religion? Religion?
Religion. Oh, that's...
I got a 14.
Oh, I love 12. 15.
Okay, I'll actually give you advantage on it because of your background.
Oh, good. Jocelyn. Delightful.
Oh, you're 1?
Oh,
you notice
20.
Nothing, but you do notice...
A natural 20.
A natural 20?
Nice.
You know it's the symbol of the cult of elemental evil.
Oh, no, they're terrible.
Should I notice anything else?
You did. You noticed in the corner of the room there next to where some supplies were stashed, you noticed there's a very interesting-looking jug that has many spouts and corks in it.
Oh, don't drink from the jug.
Anyone know what this is?
It's probably full of elementals. Let's just throw the curtain over the...
Yeah, if I've learned anything from Lord
because
of the Rings,
what if it's like the Eye of Sauron, you know? Like, let's just cover up that little orb.
Or could we smash it?
You don't happen to keep any money.
Smashing's good.
Moving around.
Because
if the eye is really watching.
Bryce?
With an unnatural 21, I'm going to find it.
I don't have
you
detect
definitely
magic
going
or
to
detect evil.
I think detect evil is done.
I've detected
the jug looks like this.
Ooh! Does it?
It does.
May I inspect the jug?
I ain't touching it for here.
Okay.
I will roll perception on it.
Mm.
And I got a...
I have a 10.
A 14.
Nice.
You notice it's a jug.
It's a jug.
It's very jug-like.
It's an alchemy jug.
I covered up the eye, by the way.
Okay, you cover up the eye?
Yes.
Funny thing,
okay.
I don't have to detect magic either.
I've detected head wound if I've caused the head wound.
The druid does. It's
Rice, yeah.
It is the alchemy jug.
Whoa, that's very exciting.
I assume that was her item of choice.
It was.
Oh.
Would you like to tell the group what it is during your long rest?
It's
what it can do?
It's a wondrous item. Uncommon. This ceramic jug appears to hold a gallon of liquid in waves, a mere 12 pounds, whether full or empty. Sloshing sounds can be heard from within the jug when it's shaken, even if the jug is empty. You can use an action and name one liquid from the table below to cause the jug to produce the chosen liquid.
Like healing potion?
No.
Damn.
Afterwards, you can uncork the jug as an action and pour that liquid out up to 2 gallons per minute. The maximum amount of liquid the jug can produce depends on the liquid you named. Once the jug starts producing a liquid, it can produce a different one, or more of one that has reached its maximum until the next dawn. Acid, basic poison, beer. honey, mayonnaise, oil, vinegar,
oil.
Fresh water, fresh salt, and wine.
I'm just thinking, if she's
selling honey,
she can make so much money. How much honey can it make a day?
It can make a gallon of honey a day.
A gallon of honey of a day, for those of us that know the old society is how wealthy honey was an item.
I'm thinking that.
And we never have to worry about running out of fresh water.
No.
But no, that's not the thing. The thing is, she's going to make so much. Beer's okay, but they could buy that anywhere. But honey is so expensive.
Yep, honey is a premium.
You know why
item.
She wants it? So she can make mead.
Yep.
She can sell honey for like all the buddies.
So while our druid was poking around the tapestries.
You know what honey is.
21? No, I'm like Sherlock Holmes up in here.
You know what honey is. It is the physical embodiment of the light of Pelor.
It is.
It's gold.
No, it's food. Bees make it.
Yes.
or
bee
it sucks.
Vomit,
golden
on your
you know.
Are you saying that
as
bees
brother,
are Pelor?
Is it bee vomit?
No, as brother.
Because I've killed many bees, so I'm sorry if I.
As brother Varric always says, that a full stomach helps stoke the inner flame.
Oh, I agree with that.
So I already have one.
So is bread the chosen food of Fellor?
Anything it's that from feeds wheat. The body can also feed the soul.
Think about
so why'd you say honey? Fellor
grows the wheat.
Just honey, because it's gold and light. Gold and honey.
Gold, like the light of the
all right, sun. Moving right along.
You know religions, they take credit for everything. Only the good stuff.
Bees didn't make this, our God made this.
It's like,
okay, because the naturalist, remember, he's the naturalist. Druid will say the bees did all the work.
Right.
They're the miracle.
Pelor is the creator.
They're bees. They're great. They made good food.
So you do discover, and who's going to be the accountant for the group this time?
I thought it was.
It's
the pirate.
There'll be two sets of books.
Right. We've
so get your pencil ready, because here's
money.
What you find. You find 165 silver pieces.
Well, we're going to divide this later.
Yeah.
165 silver pieces. 78 gold pieces.
Oh. I'll have to build a shrine.
4 polished jet gems, each worth about 50 gold each, depending on how you negotiate. And while you guys are taking your rest, is anyone going to look at the glowing globe?
The one I covered up?
Yes, the one you covered
up. Yes.
Okay.
Just because you're curious.
Do you have arcane knowledge?
Do I have arcane knowledge?
Go ahead and give me a roll if you guys
negative
one,
I have arcane knowledge.
He's like, let's touch it. It's not the Eye of Sauron. He won't know everything on our plan.
20.
20?
Wow.
You, after spending your long rest observing this, using your arcane knowledge, you know what this is.
Ah.
The glowing sphere, which by the way looks like that, blue and shiny.
Ooh, pretty.
Okay.
Is a drift globe. It is a wondrous item. Would you like to tell the group what it is from your arcane research?
A drift globe.
So we all get 27 silver pieces.
It's a wondrous uncommon item.
Or 27.
I was going to say, do you want a calculator?
I have a calculator.
Oh, okay.
It's small sphere of thick glass, weighs 1 pound. If you're within 60 feet of it, you can speak its command word and cause it to emanate the light or daylight spell. Once used, the daylight spell can't be used again until the next dawn. You can speak another command word as an action to make the illuminated globe rise into the air and float no more than 5 feet off the ground.
Yeah.
The globe hovers in this way until you or another creature grasps it. If you move more than 60 feet from the hovering globe, it follows you until it is within 60 feet of you. It takes the shortest route to do so. If prevented from moving, the globe sinks gently to the ground and becomes inactive. And its light leaks out.
Oh, that's handy.
We all get
So who would like the drift globe?
Well, I don't know what it was. Well, me and I both have light. Mm-hmm.
I'll take it. I can't see in the dark.
Yeah, but I thought as a druid you don't like arcane things.
He's a pirate. He likes pretty shiny bottles.
Yeah, I'm not. It's shiny.
Because I can cast light anytime I want.
Yeah.
So if you want it, light. I'm.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Okay. We all get. We all get 13 gold pieces. And. Sell the gems at the normal 50.
I think we'll have to wait
each.
For those.
Yeah, we're just calculating. We'll get 33 gold.
Yeah, so I'll just add that in.
This is not my scratch paper.
This is not your scratch paper.
This is my pillow papers.
The pillow papers. The pillow files. Okay, so you guys are taking a long rest, tending to Silvio's wounds.
Yes.
The necromantic energy keep causing horrible marks on his face that thankfully are receding.
His pretty face?
As his lips have turned blackish pale.
You know what would cheer him right up, I think, is a nice red wine from the alchemy jug.
I think he agrees. He strikes me as the type that likes the finer things in life.
Indeed.
I'm going to get drunk.
So what was the golden thing called?
I think you're entitled.
Drift globe.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, would you like the book?
Dying twice?
yes.
Let me get you the book, because you will also need to look up the daylight and the light spell that go with the light spell. I think everyone in the group has.
Yeah, I don't have it.
But the daylight spell, that's a nice one.
Does it actually say daylight? So like, if it
just
was
waiting for a vampire. Waiting for a vampire.
It would like turn dwarves to stone and like in Scion.
You dwarf killer in Scion.
I'm sorry. I kill many
She's
dwarves.
She's not sorry.
She's not sorry.
No. She doesn't look very sorry.
I was very wrong.
I remember when I threw a tank at Scion.
She was in the arms of a land spirit who looked like a giant dragon shining daylight on these poor dwarves who were working for giants. Turning them all to stone.
As great person.
As you do.
Yeah.
Innocent dwarves.
Well, are any dwarves actually innocent?
Some of them can be.
Says the dwarf.
Well, Rice.
Yeah. She would know if anyone.
Yeah, actually.
Indeed. You should come to a dwarf sing song on Friday nights.
Sounds fun.
It is.
There are many forms of light in the world, and music is one of them.
Right? It's all about the music and the singing.
And a lot more than that, the scene with the barkeep was any indication.
Yeah!
We like to sing together.
It's always good. So basically, you guys have a nice long rest. You get your hit points back.
Yay.
The fighter's back on his feet.
Yay!
Yay. There was much rejoicing.
There was much rejoicing.
And did we kill everything in these caves?
Yeah, you believe you have.
Oh, now that's delightful.
What else do we have to investigate here?
Okay, well...
Well, we've gotten Lance Rock.
Well, why did we not return to the town of Red Larch and let the sheriff know that the issue with the Red Rock is no more?
Right. He should be very proud of his latest deputy for taking such initiative and working so very hard.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Was he
going to get paid for it?
The lying on the ground part was particularly effective. When I bled all over him, that was amazing.
It was.
Well, I think it was great, you know, because it meant the rest of us could move forward and do stuff.
Yeah. You took one for the team repeatedly.
Took two for the team. Nice. It's all about the teamwork.
All right, so you guys are heading back to town?
Yes.
Should we stop
we
at the quarry first?
While we're heading back,
that's not a bad idea.
Should we stop at the quarry first? Because isn't it
the quarry is not
on
the
other
town.
Side?
Oh, yeah.
The other side.
Okay.
What was near here?
Sorry. Do we make sure as we're going though? We're making sure that nothing evil remains. You know, undead still functioning.
Maybe we should.
You
close
have been doing
cave.
A pretty good job of burning the place. I mean,
well,
I'm
not thinking
maybe
we should something that's set
the cave
so
in.
Let's do that.
Sacred flame.
I'm just saying, maybe we should cave in the entrance.
Well, that's
if it's possible.
Idea.
That's
an
idea.
Right. So daylight's pretty much
just
light.
Yeah. So does someone have dungeoneering? Knowledge dungeoneering?
She would. The dwarf would naturally. I can cause the ground to rumble, but that's it. I can't actually cause it.
What would the dungeoneering,
there's no dungeoneering.
Come after?
Basically, knowledge. You.
Yeah, there's no dungeoneering.
No.
Yeah.
Nature.
Nature's
I'd
the closest
say,
thing I
yeah.
can do.
Yeah,
and just give her
a
give her advantage because she's a dwarf.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yes. That's good to have advantage in this case. But I rolled 17 on both.
What
so
are the odds?
It's
still good.
16 with my delightful not negative bonus.
Okay. No minus since it's about stones.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
I mean,
she's
about
talking about an intel minus.
Right.
Yeah, that's what her minus she's talking about.
So for a dwarf, she's a little dense.
She's as dense as the stone she's collapsing.
All right.
So you guys do spend the better part of the day working to rig this collapse. So are you guys wanting to head out in the evening, try and get back in the dark? Or do you guys want to basically camp and then collapse it in the morning?
I say we camp and then collapse it.
I
want to
stay in this cave.
Well, we should camp outside the cave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can camp outside.
Let
there's
no
a nice
one in.
Right.
It's like it's...
In fact, at night, maybe someone will come by.
It's never wise to travel at night, although most of us can see in the dark. Well, half of us can see in the dark.
And I got lights to your bomb.
Yes, but we would attract every creature within.
Oh,
have like pockets.
And even natural creatures would be want to attract us, and we would not want to have to kill them unnecessarily.
Oh no.
Well, in fact, why don't we not start a fire? We can have food that, you know, that doesn't have to be cooked. I can stay up all night long because I don't sleep. So
half elves don't sleep.
Don't
half
they?
Half elves sleep.
Oh, well.
I was say, it's elves that do the trance.
Okay. Nice. Well, I have wine and cold
and
stew from when I was cooking in the cave.
Cave stew.
Well, we could always light a fire in the cave if we wanted to.
Wine and stew.
Rice.
She's not telling you that
really
she didn't bring...
Really happy I left that boat.
She's not telling you she didn't bring any meat with her.
Oh, no, I'm using mushrooms.
Oh, zombie flesh.
Delicious!
It's been cooked.
Ew.
Meat is
could
meat.
Hunt a rabbit around here, but no. Let's eat the cave mushrooms.
Okay. I've got hunting traps, no big deal.
Give me a survival. See if you guys feed the party.
Would that be nature?
No,
survivor. Okay, 13.
I'll roll. 13.
Okay,
also.
Basically, you guys easily live off the land. I mean,
yep,
basically, you're easily setting yourself up
payload
with nature.
Payload provides.
No, nature provides.
Oh, see, I can have another glass of wine.
So morning comes up. You guys are eating the leftover rabbit that you have in the stew. The stew now actually has actual flesh in it.
Rice, not zombie flesh.
Much better than random cave mushrooms.
Well, you know, the cave mushrooms are good. It's what my grammy used to give me.
Okay,
occasionally
so
you get the kind that makes everything look purple.
Oh, those are the best kinds.
Those she'll make a brew out of.
Yes. A special holiday wine.
If I've learned anything in survival, it's always eat wild mushrooms.
And you'll call that your lovely special drink.
Oi.
LSD.
LSD. My lovely special
for
drink.
For liquid super drink.
Okay, so you guys basically at morning you get ready, you get up, you collapse the tunnel like clockwork. It crashes in just like planned.
And they say a prayer.
And you say a prayer. So who's going to be the one that's going to guide the group back to town?
I'll do it.
Okay, give me a survival roll.
Can I assist her?
Sure. Yeah. Let him roll first.
Let's see if you get advantage. So, 8.
8?
Yeah. I got 9.
Okay.
I'll make a roll to assist.
Okay. Well, technically only one person can assist, just to keep the whole group from assisting.
I got a 9.
You got a 9?
Mad assisting.
Okay. So you guys are going the okay
9
direction.
9 plus 3.
9 total.
That was 9 total.
Oh.
She rolled poorly. I didn't even have to say go ahead and roll at disadvantage.
I rolled a 6.
As the griffin carries her off.
Oh dear.
We're going that way.
Slash at it.
She was right about where we were going.
Okay, so as you guys are walking along the path, all of a sudden, you guys are walking. What's the marching order going to be?
Should we keep the same marching order?
Yeah.
Well, that would be me.
Buddy system.
That works so well for
well, actually, yeah, we got to put one of the druid or her in.
I guess
because
I was
ranger in the front.
Because I was helping.
Okay, we can take a quick break.
That might work.
All right, so you guys head out, and that's a good place to end it there.
Hi, this is Kelly, aka Trixie from Ragnarok and Roll, assigned to Ragnarok Story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.